This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more. Just for you. Stay tuned.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the needs of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all my darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. It filled my soul. When at the cross my Savior made me whole, he made me whole. My sins were washed away and my life was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
My name is Lodina Ojo. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18 to 19. For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other God. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Amen.
My name is Ojimami Abuayimajuma. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 1, verse 60. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen.
My name is Brady Sewa Bonsu. I am 10 years old. My memory verse is taken from 1 John chapter 9 verse 1. 1 John chapter 9 verse 1. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Thank you.
My name is Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119, verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Angela Collins. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Galatians 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Amen.
My name is Kofi 19. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 15 to 18. With joy always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.
My name is Eto Donko. I'm 9 years old. My memory test is taken from Hebrews 10:25. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in. Let us encourage one another, and all the more the day approaching. Amen.
My name is Christian Osei Bobie. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 56, verse 2 to 4. My slanders pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, O Lord, I will trust in you. I trust in God and I'm not afraid. I praise him for what he has promised. What can a mere human being do to me? My power test. We will reflect God's love when we are patient with others and accept them.
Welcome to another edition of Storytime. Today, the title of our study is The Girl with a Kind Heart. The Girl with a Kind Heart. As the group of girls with their water jars walked up to the well, Eliza looked at them carefully. He wondered whether any of them would do as he had suggested. Some were plain, some were good-looking, some were cheerful, and others were glum. Some noticed the stranger with the camels and smiled at him. Others turned their backs and ignored him. Then one of them, prettier than all the rest, came to the well and filled her pitcher with water. Feeling impressed to speak to her, Eliza said, "Please give me a little water from your jar." The girl answered, "Drink, my lord." And taking the pitcher from her shoulder, she offered him a drink. "I'll draw water for your camels too," she said, "until they have finished drinking." Hurrying as fast as she could, the girl emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well to draw water for all the camels. How much water those 10 camels drank? I don't know. I'm sure it was a lot of work for the girl to draw all that water from the well and carry it to the trough. But she did it happily and graciously. Eliza continued to watch her, admiring her more and more every minute. He felt sure that this was the girl he was looking for. Opening one of his bags, he took out some beautiful gold and silver ornaments and gave them to her. I can almost hear her crying out in surprise, "For me? I didn't expect to be paid for helping you, sir. But oh, they are so pretty." Eliza smiled. "Whose daughter are you?" he asked. "Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" "My name is Rebecca," she said. "I'm the daughter of Bethuel. We have plenty of straw and fodder, as well as room for you to spend the night." So this was Rebecca, the girl he wanted to see so much. She had been the very one to water his camel. Eliza was so full of joy at the way his prayer had been answered that he fell on his knees and poured out his thanks to God. "Praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham," he said, "who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relative." Seeing the stranger on his knees praying to the God of heaven, Rebecca turned and ran toward home. The first person she met was her brother, Laban. Just like her brother, he noticed at once the expensive jewelry. "Where did you get it?" "A man gave it to me at the well. Come and see him." Then she told him all that had happened and how the stranger had traveled all the way from Abraham's house, far away in the land of Canaan. Laban hurried to the well, seeing Eliza. He knew his sister had told him the truth. "Come, you who are blessed by the Lord," he said. "Why are you standing out here? I have prepared the house and a place for the camels." Servants rushed to bring food and drink, but Eliza would eat nothing until he had told his story. First, he talked about Abraham and how God had blessed him in so many ways. Then he explained how his master had sent him to find a wife for Isaac. He told of his prayer at the well and how Rebecca's kindly deed had made such a deep impression on him. As Rebecca listened, a blush came to her cheek. Her heart pounded. This was wonderful, to think that she might become the wife of the only son of Abraham, the great, rich and good Abraham she had heard about from her childhood. When Eliza finished his story, Rebecca's family was sure God had been leading in all that had happened. "This is from the Lord," they said. "Here is Rebecca. Take care and go. And let her become the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has directed." Then everyone looked at Rebecca. She also had something to say about all this. "Will you go with this man?" they asked. "I will go," she said. The very next morning, Eliza's caravan, with Rebecca seated on one of the camels, started back towards Canaan. She could hardly believe the wonderful things that had happened to her so suddenly. So much depended on that one kind deed she had done for a stranger. How much blessing and happiness she would have missed if she had been cross and grumpy that afternoon. All the future for herself, her children, her children's children, and her part in God's great plan of salvation depended on how she had acted that one time. You can never tell how great a blessing even a smile or a friendly word may bring. Meanwhile, someone in Canaan was waiting anxiously for that caravan. Abraham was, of course, but Isaac must have been especially impatient. The caravan was never out of his thoughts. Day after day, he prayed that God would help Eliza bring back someone he could love. Then one evening, as Isaac went out to pray in the fields, he looked up and saw camels approaching. The camels, how he had waited for those camels. He counted 10 of them. He felt sure it must be Eliza's caravan. He scanned it from end to end, searching for a girl's face. He thought he saw one and hurried for it. Meanwhile, it's no surprise that Rebecca had been looking around too, wondering about the place she would be living in and what kind of man she would be marrying. As the caravan drew near the camp, she asked Eliza, "Who is this man in the field coming to meet us?" He told her, "Well, it was love at first sight." When the servants told Isaac all he had done, Isaac knew that this lovely girl was God's choice for him. He did a very beautiful thing. He brought her into the tent of his mother, Sarah. He told his bride-to-be about all the sweet memories it brought back to him. Then he married Rebecca, so she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Friends, we learned that even a very small action can bring either a great blessing or a great curse unto us. So we must take care in everything we do. Until next time, it's bye.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Hello, boys and girls. Your uncle is very, 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 very excited. Your uncle is excited. Why wouldn't I be excited? Which uncle will not be proud of very beautiful and very handsome boys and girls like you? Especially when you are stopping your naughty behavior. We've begun, you know, getting letters from some of you, and we are excited about it. I urge you to follow, you know, the series very carefully. And the message you hear, share them with people. Have you told your friends about heaven? If you love Jesus, then you better tell everybody about it. Well, today, we want to ask the question. So, if Christ is not as scary as we said the other time, how does he really look like? Well, let us pray. Dear Jesus, how do you look like? Are you tall or short? Are you fat or slim? Are you very, very skinny? Are you strong, muscular, macho man? How are you like? Do you really look like me? Or you look like my nephew? Are you a male or a female? How were you born? Jesus, you see, these questions are very tough questions. When we think about them, sometimes we wonder. So as we want to talk about this, you know, help uncle, help me, so I can explain. Dear Holy Spirit, Jesus says when we pray to you, you help us, you give us the mind to understand and to speak very difficult things. So why don't you help uncle, help me, so I can explain to them. Thank you, dear Jesus, for answered prayer. Amen. You know, my friends, to really understand how God looks like, let's go to the Bible. You know, you remember how God created the heavens and the earth as we discussed some time ago? Yes. Let's go back to Genesis. Yes, yes. Grandpa Adam's garden. Yes. In Genesis. We are going to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. The Bible reads, "And God said, let us make man in our own image, the way we look like, and let them have power so they can control the fish of the sea and control the birds of the air, and then the cattle, the cow and the bulls, and over the earth and everything that creeps and things, yes, that creep upon the earth." Yes. Did you hear that? God said, let us make man in our image. Ah, you will ask, uncle, what at all is image? When we were studying, our Sabbath school teacher and our Sunday school teacher told us that God said we shouldn't make anything, the image of anything. We make them and we worship them, he will punish us. Well, what is image? Have you ever stood before a mirror? Okay, let mommy give you her mirror and look at what you can see in it. Does it look like you? Well, that is your image. Have you taken a photograph before? That is your image. Now, can you imagine that somebody who is very, very, very dirty and looks very horrible looks into a mirror, in the mirror he looks very nice. Can you imagine that? It will not happen. How you look is what the mirror says. Mirror doesn't lie, you know. And what the mirror gives you, that is your image, yes. So how does God look like? But now I'm sure you can begin to imagine. Yes, you look like God. He created you in his image. You want to know how he looks like? You are skinny? Yes. Christ says you resemble him. It reminds me of, you know, this very insulting daddy who was insulting his son. Then he said, your face like a monkey. Then the boy said, oh, daddy, everybody says I look like you. Like father, like son. Now you understand. God says we look like him. Do you find yourself handsome or beautiful? That is how God looks like. How do you find yourself? You resemble Daddy. Well, Daddy also resembles God. We are the mirror image of God. He created us to be like Him. Oh, uncle, I have a question. Oh, I know. That question you wrote to me some time ago. You said you wanted to find out if we really look like God, then how is it that God will be able to live in our hearts? That question has been troubling you. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, where He said, look, I am standing at the door of your heart and I am knocking. If anyone will hear my voice and let me in, I will eat with him and he too will eat with me. So you want to know how God can live in our hearts, isn't it? Well, the Lord lives in our heart through His word. As we are listening to the word of God, He says He is living. As the word lives in us, He too is living in us. Oh, you want to know where the Bible says that? Well, let's go to John chapter 1, verse 1. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Did you hear that? The Bible says the Word of God, the one that has been written, not the Bible, the words that have been written in the Bible, the story in the Bible, that was God. Yes, the Word was God. In fact, we later read in John chapter 1 that the Word became flesh and came to live amongst us. And we saw His glory as the only Son of the Father. He was full of grace and truth. Yes, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, He is the Word. So when we listen to the Word, and He asks us to do good things, and we do good things, He lives in our heart. There is another interesting thing. Okay, if we look like God, I can only be at one place at a time, like your uncle. I am in Ghana now. I cannot be in Zambia, where you are listening to me, or in South Africa. That is why I am sending you this message through the magic of radio, Adventist World Radio. When you are praying, you need to pray for those guys, you know. They are doing pretty hard work. Well, because I cannot come there, that is why I am sending you this message through radio. Now, if I am in Ghana and I cannot be in Zambia or South Africa at the same time, why is it that our teacher gave us this very big word? He said God is omni-something, omnipresent. Yes, and he said that means God is everywhere. Well, that is true. You see, although God can also be physical, like Jesus was on earth, very physical, people could see Him, they could touch Him, they could talk to Him, they even ate with Him. Mary Magdalene, she washed the feet of Jesus with her hair and tears, and she poured a very nice, sweet-smelling perfume on the feet of Jesus. So they could touch Jesus. In that sense, He was physical. But the Bible says God is spirit. In fact, we read in John chapter 4, He says that God is spirit, and those that worship Him, they must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Lord is also spirit. So wherever we mention His name, wherever we speak His word, because God is the word, wherever we are, He is there. Well, what about places where they do not speak the word of God? Well, God created the heavens and the earth by His word. We read from Psalm 24, verse 1. He said, the word and all that in them belongs to the Lord. So if everything belongs to the Lord and He created them by His word, wherever there is anything we can see, anything we cannot see, wherever there is a thing, God is there. Because by His word, all those things were created. You now understand. Then, now knowing that Christ is always with us wherever we are, we need not be afraid. We need not think of ourselves as if we are worth nothing. We are not bad and ugly, as people want us to believe. If we are ugly, then we are as ugly as God. But because God is all the beauty we can behold, we are beautiful and handsome. He is there wherever we need Him. Why don't you whisper a prayer to Him? Dear Jesus, thank you for being where we are. We thank you for loving us. Amen. This has been your uncle Kwesi. I send you my greetings. Shalom.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.